Turning tonight in the Word of God to Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. And we'll begin to read together from verse number 31. Matthew 25. Begin to read together from verse number 31, please. Matthew 25, verse 31. Let's hear the Word of God. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and come unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen. We'll end our reading there, and we know God will bless the public reading of divine truth to all of our hearts. Let's just unite our hearts in a moment's prayer. We come to a most solemn portion of God's Word. We're going to look at it tonight with the help of God. And let's all who know and love the Lord seek His help now. Lift our hearts heavenward. Call upon God. Seek Him now for help in this meeting. Almighty God and Father in heaven, we come to Thee again in Jesus' name and upon the ground of redemption. And again, O Father, we thank Thee for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that brings us nigh to God. We thank Thee for that blood that was shed at Calvary. We thank Thee for that precious blood that cleanses from all sin. We thank Thee for that precious blood by which we overcome the devil. And O God, we plead the blood right now across this gathering. We pray, O God, that Your close is in with Thee. We pray, O God, that the strong man will be bound. And Father in heaven, we stand afresh and by faith again into the victory of the cross. And we pray, O God, that the triumph of Calvary will prevail over this meeting, that the blood of the Lamb will prevail. And Father, again, before Thine eternal throne and before this congregation, I confess my complete inadequacy, my complete bankruptcy, to deal with what is before me now in this meeting. And I lay myself before God. And I pray, Father in heaven, that You would wash me now completely in Jesus' precious blood. I pray, O God, that You would take from me anything that will hinder in this meeting. And fill me now with the Holy Ghost and with power. Give that baptism. Lord, we echo the words of John long ago. I have need to be baptized of Thee. And O God, we cry that Thou would grant it. Thou who hast said through the Apostle Paul, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. O God, grant that power now, we pray. Strengthen with might by the Spirit and the inner man. And glorify the Lord Jesus. Let His name be adored. Let Him see tonight of the travail of His soul. And be abundantly satisfied. Hear our prayers, we pray. Hear our prayer which is offered by holy blood. Answer prayer for Christ's sake. Amen. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. I quote the words there in verse number 46 of Matthew 25. They shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. This is the day of the gathering of all the nations of the world before the Creator. This is the day that John saw when he penned those words in the Revelation chapter 20, when he said, I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. He also said this, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And he went on to say this, and the sea gave up the dead that was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Dear people, it's judgment day. That's what's in view. The one that John saw on the throne of judgment is the one that speaks to us here in Matthew 25. It's the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world. John tells us it's a white throne. It speaks of its purity. It speaks of the holiness of God. But the day of reckoning has come. Because men and women from every kindred tongue have sinned against God. They've broken His holy law. And sin that has never been forgiven. And now it's time to give account. The resurrection has taken place. The dead are reunited, body and soul, to stand before God. They have sin of a lifetime to give account for. Those who have died without Christ, their souls have been in hell. But now they stand. The resurrection has happened. They're reunited, body and soul, and they're standing. They're all standing, young and old, before the great white throne, before the God of all glory. Angels attend the scene. They're there. They watch on as every wrong's about to be put right. Every sinful thought and word and deed that's about to be accounted for. Dear people, it's judgment day. It's the day the world hastens on towards. It's time to right the wrong. It's time for God to render to every man according to his works. Because men and women, it's judgment day. It's judgment day. Oh, the church of Christ on this day will not be trampled down. This is the day when all the church will be the church triumphant. And that great church victorious will be the church at rest. Because, dear people, it's judgment day. This is the day I want to address you on tonight. The day that the world hastens towards. God's judgment day. God's judgment day. The first thing I want to show you, taking Matthew 25 here, we'll be looking at it. I want to show you the description of the judge. The description of the judge. Look with me at verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. The Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, there's the judge. The one they spat on. The one they blasphemed. The one they mocked. The one they crucified. The one they buffeted. Oh, dear friends, see it. He's on the throne now. He's the judge on judgment day. The one who came to seek and save that which is lost. The one who was wounded in the house of her friends. He's the judge. He sits upon his throne. And my dear friend, there's the day we're heading for. Unsaved in the meeting. See the scene. See the one you stand before. If you die out of Christ, you must listen attentively to this meeting, because here's where you're heading. It's God's judgment day. The judge is Christ. We'll see a little more about that later. I want you to show you something else about the judge. God appointed him to be the judge. Turn with me to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, verse 31. Sorry, Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Acts 17, verse 31. Here's Paul preaching. He's preaching in Athens, and he's telling them about judgment day. Verse 31. Because he, that is God, have appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he have ordained, whereof he gave assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead. Sinner friends, see what the Lord's saying to you. The resurrection of Christ guarantees the judgment day. That's the evidence the Lord gave. It guarantees it. Go back now to Acts chapter 10, because here's Peter preaching. He's in the house of Cornelius. And what does he preach on? He warns them about judgment day. He's speaking to a people in their sin. They've never heard the gospel. This is the first time they've heard this message. And where does he take them? He takes them to judgment day. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. And he, that's the Lord Jesus, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. There's the judge, sinner friend, the Lord Jesus, the one who was born in the manger, the one who went about doing good, for God was with him, the one they nailed on the cross. But now he's on the throne. And sinner, he's the judge in judgment day. He's the judge. Let me show you something else. The declaration of the judge. Go back with me to Matthew 25. The declaration of the judge. Because this is the day when the two groups of society, which in God's eyes only ever have inhabited this world, and those two groups are these, saved and unsaved. In God's eyes, that's who inhabits this world. His people or those who aren't his people. And the declaration of the judge in this day is this. It's either going to be, come ye blessed. Come, ye blessed, or depart, ye cursed. That will be the declaration of the judge. Look with me there at verse number 34. Here's the words that the redeemed will hear. Dear believer, see them. Here's where you're going. Standing before the Lord. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But dear unsaved, it's not so for you. Those words will not be uttered to you by Christ. For he wasn't your Lord. For he never washed you in his blood. For he never covered your guilt. Your sins were never forgiven. And therefore in verse 41, look what it says. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And what's more, dear people, everyone in this meeting will either be told, come ye blessed, or depart ye cursed. The question's this. At this moment in your life, were you to pass away? Were you to die now? Maybe you say, I don't want to think about this. Well, you've got to think about it because it could happen. Were you to die now? Would it be, come ye blessed? Or would it be, depart ye cursed? The judge is the Lord Jesus. The judgment's according to facts. It's according to truth. What would it be? Ask yourself that. Come, ye blessed, or depart, ye cursed. Let me show you something else. The delight of the saints on this day. And dear unsaved in the meeting, I want you to listen to this. I want you to hear what the delight of the saints will be. We'll just touch on it. But you listen to it. And hear what you don't have. And hear what will never happen to you. Let's look at the delight of the saints. Verse number 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here's the welcome into the inheritance prepared for his people from the foundation of the world. Here's the day that the saints of all ages, and my friend, what a day it is. Here's the throng, a blood-washed throng, and they gather before the Lord, and they're about to be rewarded. What a marvel. They're going to be rewarded for what grace enabled them to do. Grace reached them. It was all unmerited, but now they're before the Lord, and he rewards them according to their works, and it was all grace that they were ever able to perform them. What a day it is for the believer. Look at verse 35. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye come unto me. And then the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick or in prison, come unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. It's the day of eternal joy. Come, ye blessed. Enter in. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Sin and sickness and pain gone forever. They washed the ropes. They made them white. In time, God saved them. They heard the gospel call. They fled to the arms of a Savior's love. They knew what it was to have sins forgiven. They found peace with God. And now they're all entering into the new Jerusalem, washed in the Redeemer's blood. And we gaze upon the throng, and we look at it through the eye of Scripture. We see Abel enter in, the first martyr. We see Abraham enter in. David's there. Noah's there. Peter and Paul. We see that queen that came from Sheba to hear the wisdom of Solomon. She's there. Hannah's there. Ruth's there. The Ethiopian eunuch, we see him enter. Cornelius. The Roman centurion. And he goes. Come, ye blessed of my Father. John the Beloved's there. Mary Magdalene's there. Out of whom the Lord cast seven devils. We come a little nearer. We come into the stage of church history. And we look there. And we see Calvin enter in. And we see Polycarp, the first minister of Smyrna. He's there. Luther's there. McShane's there. Rutherford's there. And you're there. And you're entering in. And you've heard the words, Come, ye blessed. Come, ye blessed of my Father. The Lord's not welcoming you where he is. He's not saying, Go in. He's saying, Come in. I'm here. It's the land where the Lamb's the glory. You're entering into that inheritance. Oh, yes. Were you perfect? No. Had you no sin? No. But you were washed. You were forgiven. Oh yes, in life you plunged yourselves, as we all did, into physical and spiritual and eternal death in Adam. But Jesus came. He fulfilled the law. He went to the cross. He died the just for the unjust. We're the unjust. He was the just. Why did he do it? That he might take us to God. And now we're entering in. Now we're entering into that possession, body and soul, a body like unto Christ's glorified body. And he says, enter in, and we see you there. Do you hear it, sinner? Do you hear it, dear unsaved friend, that throng? You enter a land open with precious holy blood. Oh, dear believer, gaze upon it. The Lord's the glory here. Christ washed you. Christ clothed you in his garment. And he says, come. Come in. Come into your inheritance. Come into that kingdom prepared for you. The thief's there. Today you're with me in paradise. Those great words that echoed from the cross. And sinner friend, it's not for you because you're not in Christ. It's not for you. You die out of Christ. This is as near as you're getting. Because you've never been washed. You've never been forgiven. But oh, that tonight you might make it yours. Oh, that tonight by repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus, you might make it yours. That you might hear the words, come ye blessed. Come ye blessed. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The delight of the saints. There they are, entering in to the new Jerusalem. Washed in the Redeemer's blood. But if that's the delight of the saints, friend, and it is, what about the despair of the lost? The awful despair of this day. The despair of the lost seen in many ways. It's seen in that all sinful actions are judged. Turn with me to Revelation 20. Revelation 20. Dear unsaved, just listen on. Revelation 20, verse 12. And here is the judgment day that I already mentioned that John wrote on. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sinner, there's your actions. God has recorded every one of them. They're all written down with that heavenly pen. They're recorded in the records of heaven. And all your actions are about to be accounted for. But not only your actions, all your words. Turn with me now to Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verse 36. Oh, see your end, dear sinner friend. And maybe you say, preacher, this isn't for me. The Lord's not for me. Well then, my dear friend, see your end. All your actions judged. Now, Matthew 12, verse 36. But I say unto you, here's the Lord speaking again, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Sinner, hear it. It's all you've ever done. It's all you've ever said. And you're hastening on towards God. But it gets worse for you because it's all you've ever thought. Turn with me now to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, verse 8. And here's the Lord Jesus. He's before the ungodly, the hypocrite. And look what he says to them in verse number 8. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, they have just accused the Lord of blasphemy in their heart. And in verse 8, the Lord says, and immediately when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? You see what he did? He brought them to account. He brought them to account for the very thoughts of their heart. Oh, my friend, see this. Dear unsaved, see it. All you've ever done. All you've ever said. All you've ever thought. God knows it. God records it. Let me ask you, how precious is the blood now, sinner? The blood that never washed you. The righteousness that never covered your guilt. Its actions done and undone. Words said and not said. Thoughts and motives, all to be answered before God. Written down, the vilest that ever entered your head. Sinner, it's judgment day. But sinner, the despair will be heightened because the judgment is according to facts. No one will be condemned for what they didn't do. There's no loopholes. There's no loopholes. God judges by a law.
the moral law. You have broken it. And when God judges by a law, he judges justly. No hidden evidence. No evidence not gathered. Oh, my dear friends, see it. The despair of the lost. And there you are. You're among that great throng. And we gaze upon it. And what do we see? A sin of a lifetime. Never forgiven. Never put under the blood. No guilt covered. And there you're standing in your depravity, in your rebellion. And we look on the throng on this side of the throne. And we see the popes. But there's no martyrs. Just the blood-stained hands. We see kings with no crown. Queens with no palaces. Prime ministers, but no cabinet. Murderers wishing they were the murdered. Thieves, but there's nothing to steal. My dear friend, it's judgment day. Blasphemers wishing they never had a voice. And they're before God. And the holy angels watch. And everything is so holy. And they stand there in their sin. And the drunkard stands. And there's no bottle. And the gambler stands. And there's no docket. And the world's dictators stand. But there's nobody to dictate to. It's judgment day. It's the day that the Lord said, be sure your sin will find you out. Sinner, hear it from God. Forget about me. Be sure your sin will find you out. The throng stands. There they are. We see the harlot, but no lover. All alone, there they all stand. Before God, before that white, holy, pure throne. Sin has caught up. They've died unforgiven. Oh, my dear friend, how precious is the blood now. But it never washed you. How glorious a doctrine is the imputed righteousness of Christ. But it was never imputed to you. Now you understand why the Christian rejoiced in the blood. Because it washed them. It washed them from all their sin. Now you understand why they loved that old gospel hymn, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness. Thy beauty are my glorious dress, midst flaming worlds in these arrayed. With joy shall I lift up my head. But my dear friend, the blood never washed you. But let me ask you, how precious is it now? How precious is the blood going to be in judgment day? But you've appeared before God. You were never washed. You're among that throng. Oh, the despair of the lost. The despair of the lost. In time you were told to behold the Lamb. Look upon him, the preacher told you. Look upon him, the Sunday school teacher told you. Behold him. But your eyes wanted to go elsewhere. Your heart led you in another direction. But now you behold him. But now he's the judge. Oh, friend, my friend, answer me the question, how precious is the Lamb on this day? How precious is the Lamb now? Ask yourself, now you look in the face of him who shed his blood, but you've never been washed. It's judgment day. Oh, my friend, see it. See it. All the wrongs going to be righted. God wants answers. The Christ you rejected, he wants to know why. It's judgment day. And you're there over a mother's tears. And you're there over the prayers of a father. And you're there over the prayers of a Sunday school teacher who sat with you around their knee. And they told you the story of Jesus. And they told you of how you could be forgiven. And you're, but you're there because you never were forgiven. And you're there in spite of all your minister's heartache and tears and prayers, but you're there. because you never listened. The despair of the lost. You're among the throng. You're on the wrong side of the throne. You're not among the saints. You're among the lost. But let me show you something else from Matthew 25. The departure of the lost. The departure of the lost. And I want you to see this, dear unsaved friend. Your departure from God's throne will be an eternal departure. Look with me again. Look with me again at verse number 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Everlasting. Just grasp that word. Everlasting. What's in view is the Savior telling you this, my friend. You're going away and you're not coming back. It's an everlasting departure. He says, depart from me. You cursed. In time you wouldn't come. Christ's blood and his death and his suffering, it meant nothing to you. You heard the text, come now, let's reason together. You wouldn't come. You heard the Spirit and the bride say, come. You went the other direction. You heard the preacher call out, lo ho, everyone that's thirsty, come. And you wouldn't come. You've heard, come now, let's reason together, and still you wouldn't come. You knew there was a fountain opened at Calvary. You knew there was a cross on which Jesus died. I'm not saying you understood all about it, but you knew he died there. You knew he shed his blood. You knew he died for sinners. Your conscience told you you were a sinner, but you wouldn't come. And now, my friend, you can't come. Because the one that bid you come now says, depart. It's an everlasting departure. Calvary meant nothing to you. A drink, whatever it was, whatever the sin, whatever the violation of God's law, in that heart of yours, in that seat of your personality, in that heart, the very seat of your affection, it all meant more to you than Christ. But now you're before him. And now you're beginning an everlasting departure. Depart from me, he said. Ye cursed. The curse of the law hanging over you. The law you broke. Into everlasting fire. It's no longer come, it's depart. Oh, my friend, see it. The one who said come is now telling you you can't come. It's too late. Dear people, it's judgment day. It's the day when all the wrongs are righted. Every believer that was slandered falsely, God will vindicate them. The church that so often trampled down will be glorious. But to the sinner, it's depart. It's an everlasting departure. A departure, my friend, what the Lord is telling you this. You're not coming back from it. You better believe it. The Creator telling the creature, go away. Depart. Hands with a print of a nail in it. Reminding us of his cross, he says, depart. While you lived, he said, come. But you never came. You're never washed. Oh, it's the depth of despair. The depth of the despair of the lost. This departure. But let me show you something else. The destiny departed too. Read on with me in verse 41. Dear unsaved friend, look upon these words. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The destiny of the lost. It's the place of the damned. But look who it was prepared for, friend. It was prepared for the devil. It was prepared for his angels. That third of the angelic host that were caught up in his rebellion. And they were cast out. And now there's a place prepared for them. And God says to those who appear before him on judgment day, There's your eternal destiny. In time he deceived you. He lured you into your sin. And now the Lord says, depart into that place prepared for the devil and his angels. You know why? Because you're caught up in the same rebellion. You're caught up in the same rebellion against God. Oh, my sinner friend, see this. Let me give you the words of Matthew Henry, the great Bible commentary. He said this, it is the hell of hell to depart from Christ. It's the hell of hell to depart from Jesus Christ. My sinner friends, see this tonight. Here's where you're heading. It's judgment day. The world can't avoid it. The world's hastening on. God's program of redemption has been worked out perfectly according to God's plan. When the last soul is redeemed, the clouds will open, Christ will return, he'll take his church home, and then, my dear friend, it's judgment day. What if it's tonight? What if you die tonight? The despair of the lost. My dear friend, you die tonight out of Christ, you will hear these words. I don't believe there's a preacher alive has the ability to get to the depth of this. The awful situation that's before us. A day that the world has never known. The world has never seen a day like this day. All gather. All the wrongs put right. Every sin, word, thought, deed accounted for. Oh, sinner friend, let me ask you again. How precious is the blood now that cleanses from all sin? How glorious a doctrine is the garment of Christ's imputed righteousness that'll cover all your guilt? But you must come to him. It's time to repent, believe the gospel. Friend, where are you going? This day is hastening on. This is the day that this fallen world hastens on towards. I urge you now, I urge you, repent, believe the gospel. Turn from your sin, whatever it is, get rid of it. I've said this before, your sin is none of my business and it's none of anybody else's business in this meeting. It's between you and God. Judgment day is hastening. The terror and the despair of this moment for you is a breath away. Sinner, surely before God, it's time to stop. It's time to, in light of this, repent and believe the gospel. I told you earlier that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus guarantees the judgment day. Let me tell you something else. The resurrection of Jesus Christ also guarantees your pardon if you come to him. Because the resurrection was the evidence that the Father is satisfied with the work of the Son. Divine justice has been satisfied. The sword of holy justice has been bathed in holy blood. And God is at peace with all who come to Christ. But sinner, it's in Christ. It's not in the world's religions. It's not in the sacraments. It's in the blessed person of our Lord. But you have to come to him. It's time to repent, believe the gospel. Seek him now. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all your sin in a moment. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long you've been doing it. It'll cleanse you. A new heart he'll give you. New desires. You maybe say, how do those Christians desire to be in prayer meetings? How do they desire church? Because the Lord gives them a new heart. He takes away that seat of affection that desired those sinful things, those carnal things, and he gives them a heart that loves Jesus Christ.
loves God, loves his people, loves the book, loves the place of prayer. My dear sinner friend, is it not time to come? Is it not time to come and wash in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness? Sinner, let me ask you, why did Jesus Christ die on that cross? He died for sin. Whose was it? Wasn't his because he didn't have any. Never committed any. But he took sin. He made it his own. He took the guilt of it. Sinner, who committed it? People like you and me. Shed his blood. Propitiated divine wrath. That all who come to him will be saved. All who repent and believe the gospel will be washed. Sinner, how precious is the blood now? Peter spoke of precious blood. Is it any wonder? The precious blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin. Doesn't matter what it is, sinner. He'll wash you now. He'll save you now. He'll redeem you. And then, listen, among that throng, we'll see ye. Come, ye blessed. Come, ye blessed. And there you'll be. But what a horror. Thought of this afternoon. What a horror. If I shake hands with one at this door tonight and greet ye and wish ye well and thank you for coming, and yet I see you in this day among that throng that's told to depart. Now you can't come. Everlasting departure. The despair of the lost. Sinner, be wise tonight. All you need is in Christ. He has died. He has shed his blood. If you come, he'll save you now. But you must come to him. You must come. He said through Paul there in Romans chapter 10, this is what he said. Whosoever, that means you, shall call upon the name of the Lord, all that's in him, cleanse you, cover your guilt, shall be saved. The little word saved means made and kept sound and safe forevermore. Safe in the arms of Jesus, sinner. Will you come to him? Let that sink into your heart tonight. Without a doubt, everyone in this meeting, because it's written in Holy Writ, is going to hear one of two declarations from the judge. Come, ye blessed, or depart, ye cursed. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. While every head is bowed and the Lord's people are praying, if you're here and you're not saved, and you'd like to speak to us after this meeting, or one of the elders, or a Christian friend, whoever's brought you, my dear friend, make that need known. It'd be our joy to sit down and talk with you. We're not going to have a closing hymn tonight. I believe the Lord has been speaking here. Sinner friend, lift your heart heavenward just now. Call upon the Lord. Ask him to save you. Repent, believe the gospel. And may God give you grace to come. Almighty God and Father in heaven, we pray, O God, that you'll take thy word. We pray, O God, that you'll bless it to every heart. Lord, do that work which only thou can do. Save the lost. Bring sinners to Jesus. And O God, we cry tonight that the cry will go up from hearts in this place. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. We bless thee, O God, that thou wilt do that. For they will be saved to the uttermost. All that come unto God by Jesus Christ. Lord, hear prayer. Part us now with your blessing. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, be with all redeemed with precious blood, tonight and then forevermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.